you can see, he has some lovely company indeed.
Well, Gordon, I've always told you, it's always gone without saying, that whatever Ric Flair has wanted in life, he's always had. And I've always heard that the Florida women were truly some of the loveliest creatures on the face of this earth. And naturally, when I took Florida by storm, when I became the world champion, keeping the women away became a real task. Only a chosen few are allowed to accompany the man. Now, Gordon, I've brought one of the real beauties, a real Tallahassee lassie with me today. A woman, turn around, darling, show them a little bit of what's going on in Florida. You know all the men out there want to see what the Nature Boy does when he's not defending his 10 pounds of gold. And never let it be said, Gordon, that I won't share a little bit of whatever is mine. Gordon, a little kiss, darling. Let him know what he's in for, see?
Thank you.
Gordon, it's like this. What Ric Flair wants, Ric Flair gets. And today, the rumor goes around the country that Ric Flair might be afraid to wrestle Bruce Reed. That Bruce Reed might be the man to take this 10 pounds of gold from Ric Flair. That Bruce Reed might be considered number one contender by the National Wrestling Alliance all over the world. Well, today, Bruce Reed, there's two men standing in that ring over there that are as bad as any two wrestlers there are in the world today. They know how to get down, they know how to get real dirty, and they know the value of a dollar. And they also know what $10,000 can do. So today, Reed, you're gonna have your choice. And to save face, because you're a real big deal, to save face, you're gonna have to walk out here, Reed, and you're gonna have to wrestle one of the Von Erichs. You know why? Because if you walk out that door, you won't be the man that you'd like all these people out here to think you are. We know you're not a man. We know you're a boy. Here he comes, Gordon, Mr. Big Stuff himself. What do you got to say there, partner? Take a look over in the ring, brother. Don't be looking at the Nature Boy. Don't be looking at her. Take a look in that ring.
Let me tell you something, Gordon Soley. This man must think I'm a fool to come out here. Two dudes in the ring. Wrestle, him standing out here in the background with a $10,000 bounty on my head. He must think I'm a fool to come out here and do that, and come out here and do this way. But let me tell you something. I got a question for you, Mr. Flair.
Take his woman away from him and give
just,
him to me.
Hey, yes, it is. Do yourself a favor, boy. Don't ever make the mistake of putting your face across to mine when I'm standing here with one of my ladies. Much less standing here with my main man, Gordon Soley. Don't ever make the mistake. Now, I can tolerate a lot, but my woman doesn't like you. Tell him who the greatest of all time is. Tell him, darling.
Are you through? Right. Are you through?
No, I'm not.
Are you through? Just answer one question for me, Flair. Just how you gonna plan to get out of this building through me? Huh? You answer that.
You're making a mistake of threatening me. You're trying to ask me.
Get me out of this studio.
Don't put your face in mine, boy.
Baby, let me tell you something. You don't stick.
Ooh, wait a minute. Hold it. Oh, I don't see that.
Don't you start nothing here, brother. Me and my lady don't want no trouble from you today, boy. No.
Butch, I'm aware of the fact that you certainly wouldn't touch a lady.
You'd be looking at her like that. You'd be looking at her like that.
Wow, man, wait just...
Wait a second! Reed got the champion! Reed got Ric Flair! Flair trying to make it to the ring! I never thought I'd see that. But wait a second, he's got Flair! He's been carrying David Von Erich trying to get Flair into the ring! Reed has disseminated both of those, and Butch Reed now battling it out. He's got the champion, Ric Flair, and Flair, while Reed is tearing Flair apart, Butch Reed is absolutely tearing Ric Flair the
periods. A fight starts over this four-letter term for a crude Northeastern guy, though no one understands it. What is a mook?
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rantum.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I got the phone.
Yeah, for real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
Just watch my back. I got this front.
Check it out now. Stuck off the realness, we be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers, tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook.
Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Hell yeah. What up, people?
Hello.
Welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on RantEMRadio.com. Rant and Tamp Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always. I'm your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I'm joined by...
the man with the melodic voice that soothes the soul.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Correct.
That's right.
The man that's called Choppy.
Hello, everybody, and on TuneIn, and on the chat room, and on Facebook Live. How's everybody doing? Uptown Georgie, we got the Shining Wizards in there, Tony and Kevin. Kevin Gill, Sonny Ono, Cuzzy Anthony, Cuzzy Rich, Shay Lynn.
By the way, fuck Queens.
Fuck you.
Well, fuck your hand.
Fuck you.
Jerk off.
Aunt Sue's in the room. Yeah. Aunt Sue's a wrestling fan from way back.
How way back are we talking?
I'm talking like from like Chico Sticks and like since...
why are you so racist?
What are you talking about? Ring that bell. You're a jerk off. Hi, Aunt Sue. I love you. Thank you for turning in tonight.
She's like, hey, baby.
That's right. I'm her foxy baby. Don't get it twisted.
You're foxy?
According to her, I am.
Well, I was rubbing your tits before, so you, yeah, you are.
But yeah, but that, see? Dude, you ruin a wet dream, bro. I swear to God, you ruin a wet dream. How's everybody doing tonight? It is February 8th, 2019.
Ugh.
What's the matter, Chop? You don't like the, do you like the date?
I don't like 8th.
8th of what? 8th of the dinner you had tonight? I've been so looking forward to doing the show tonight. I've been in the mood to podcast.
And why is that, Philly?
Because we're the best. We're the goats.
We're the goats?
Well, soon. 7 years, man.
Holy shit.
Seven years.
Lucky number seven.
We got a lot of news to get into tonight. We're going to celebrate Black History Month doing Fantasy Warfare tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little break from the pay-per-views tonight, you know.
Yeah,
you know
fuck how, the pay-per-views.
You know how we do.
Yeah.
So how's been you, brother?
Oh, just peachy.
Yeah?
Covered in dust all fucking week. I'm finally done with that show.
With
Elementary's done.
The set's all cleaned up.
All cleaned up, ready to get the fuck out of there. And was it Monday I start on Bull? Which is a show, I don't know, I never heard of the show, but I heard it's, a lot of the old folks like it.
The old folks like it?
Yeah, the senior citizens like it, the geriatrics like them.
I had a couple conversations with my strap boys today about different TV shows. You know now, like, I can't watch TV shows regularly, I have to, like, binge shit
yeah,
now.
Yeah, of course, but, me too.
Right, because, like, there's so many shows, you know?
Too much to watch.
Too much. And I don't have a DVR right now.
That's why you have Hulu.
I have Hulu, I have Netflix, I got Torrents. You know, I have this app on my phone called Showbox.
I love Showbox.
It's pretty good, pretty dope.
Especially if you have an Android, it's definitely a good app to have.
It's a fun app. It's a fun app.
And then Tuesday is going to be my first official day on Wu-Tang.
You're doing the Wu-Tang. Is that a documentary, right?
It is actually a TV show.
Ooh.
It's a series.
Man, it's so good.
Miniseries, my friend.
Right. Very nice.
Have you ever heard of the show, the movie called... Sorry for bothering you. I think it's on Netflix or something, or Hulu.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
The gentleman that's on that movie is, I think, playing the RZA in the biopic.
Okay. Yeah, we are currently not too far from where the Wu-Tang originated.
Correct.
We're about 2 miles, 3 miles away from there.
Yes, sir.
From Park. What was that called? Park? Not Parks. It's called Park Hill.
Yeah.
By Stapleton.
Like, yeah.
That's where the Wu-Tang Clan originated. Mook-Tang.
Mook-Tang!
Ring that bell. So last week Choppy's giving me a ride home and we're talking about Steven Seagal movies, right? And we
so good.
And this is so good. So we're talking about Alpha Justice, which is the one that's filmed in Bensonhurst.
Oh god.
When he's in his old neighborhood and he's got Gino's in his old neighborhood, he's got to find the guy Richie who killed Bobby Lupo, right? But the way he says it, Steven Seagal, I mean, everybody makes fun of him now, but 25 years ago, he was the shit, dude. He was the best action fighter in the business.
Not really.
No?
No.
25 years ago? No.
No.
Anyway.
It was Arnold, Stallone, Van Damme, and then he was like number four.
Okay. All right. So anyway, yeah, Alpha Justice, Uptown. So he walks into this bar. You guys know what part I'm talking about. Anybody see Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo? So now everybody's like, you know, if you didn't have that badge and that fucking gun, you know, these guineas, right? Over here now, right? They're like, over here now.
I'm over here now.
Exactly. So there's a part where he's hip-tossing some dude, and I hear, Gino, you fucking mook!
You gotta put that on, I'm sorry.
Me and Choppy almost fell off the fucking couch.
It was me, you, my wife were in tears, bro. In tears.
Charlie Bronson was a badass, but more than 25 years ago, Shane.
No, he was in the 70s, fuck him.
Ooh, the boss is in the room.
Where's he at?
He's right there.
Oh, Double A's in?
Double A.
What's up, brother?
Meet me, MCO. Yeah. Anybody know Bobby? Anybody see Richie?
Yo, do a screw face impression.
They want screw face. That's Mark for Death, though. That's not Alpha Justice.
Doesn't matter. It's so good.
I remember seeing these movies as a kid in the Ridgewood Theater in Queens, New York, bitch. That's right. Don't make a face. What? And, yeah, right. Fucking Jersey. Anyway.
103.14, baby.
11385, bitches.
Yeah, that sounds like a dog shit town anyways.
Your sister's a dog shit town. Anyway, so what's up, Phil? We got to talk about Phil's our new friend. We have to talk about Phil in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk shit about him while he's in the room.
We always talk shit about people.
We do. But see, Cousin Rich, matter of fact, I think Cousin Rich was with me a few times when we went to go see these stupid fucking movies, right?
They're good movies.
No, they're great. They're bad. They're so good, but they're bad at the same time. Does
they're
that
so
make sense?
How about they're so bad, they're good?
Same thing.
No.
So when he said that, I totally forgot he called that guy a mook. And the guy who plays Richie's brother, Vinny, is also the guy from, what's that movie, the New Jack City.
Yes.
He plays the Goomba that cuts the side deal with G-Money.
Correct.
In New Jack City. So, AMC Theater opened yesterday, Shaylin. Yes, I'm going tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to see the Tracy Morgan movie.
What?
My friend picked it out.
What?
So, whatever, it was the only one I was playing at the time that we wanted to go.
Oh, God.
Who cares?
You're a mook.
What is a mook?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Right, so it's not your body we want. I can watch Steven Seagal movies all
my
day.
My favorite line from the bar fight was, his only two balls are his badge and his gun.
If you didn't have that badge and that gun, you're fucking nothing. You can't touch me. I'm Don such and such's guy.
What about my man Sticks?
Yeah. Hey, Sticks. Here comes the token Asian dude.
The token Asian
in
man.
In the back of the bar with a Sergio Tacchini suit. Fucking. He's just a random fucking Asian dude that hangs out in Bensonhurst with a bunch of Italian guys.
If he was by himself in that bar in the real Bensonhurst, he would have gotten his ass kicked by then.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm going to see that movie, Shaylin. That's right. What Men Want.
Oof.
You don't want. Oof. I don't want to tell you what men want right now.
Oof. Isn't that the one with Mel Gibson, though, from back in the day?
Because
Mel Gibson plays the male part in the original one, and then this one is the female one.
Melanie's in the room.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
That's my new one. You like that?
Hi, baby.
Hey, you! Get the fuck out of here! That's right, Georgie.
Oh man!
So that's been Choppy and I all week,
bro. We've been in tears,
dude. When we heard, we almost fell off the couch. How did we miss that? That he called that guy a mook?
Gino, you fucking mook!
Gino, you fucking mook! You fucking mook!
What is a mook?
Telling you, man.
We gotta get that as a sound clip.
What does Shane say? Where's her sound bite? Oh.
Well, Lottie freaking
dog! We got a regular
get a cue ball to the head and the sock. That's
yes,
right, Rich.
That's it, Rich.
That's right, Rich. He just broke people's faces.
Yeah, my favorite. My favorite in that bar fight as well is when he pushes the guy into the phone booth like twice in the
same dude. The dude didn't even do nothing.
Yeah,
he just pushed the guy in the phone booth. For all you young kids, a phone booth is something that we use to make public phone calls in private.
I never use a quarter. I used to collect calls all the time.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. So, yeah, Steven Seagal, we got a good laugh.
Bobby Lupo!
Hey, yo. Anybody see Richie?
Richie! Anybody see Richie?
Anybody see Richie? Anybody want to know why I did Bobby Lupo?
And by the way, the guy who plays Richie... is the same guy who played...
He's all over the place, that guy.
He played in Commando. He was the bad guy in Commando.
He's the bad guy in Commando. Didn't a famous chick play his wife in that movie? We didn't watch Alpha Justice. Was that Sharon Stone or something like that?
Was it Sharon Stone?
I don't know. Pam Grier is in one of those movies, too.
Who?
You don't know who Pam Grier is?
I have to see a face.
She was like in... she was like in those 70s black exploitation movies. She was like the female Shaft.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about
Pam Grier.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, seriously, though.
Richie!
Anybody see Richie?
Why Richie do Bobby Lupo?
Bobby Lupo!
What about Screwface?
Me want Screwface!
Me want Screwface!
Me want tell him no, Pansy!
Bomba clot!
Bomba clot crazy!
We're terrible. By the way, if you want to see the most one of the most racist films in the 80s, watch Out for Justice. That's
Woof! A lot of fucking racism in that movie.
Oh, my God.
No racism during Black History Month.
No racism in the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Not this week.
Until further notice.
Until further notice. Until further notice, he says. Anyway. All right. So, this is a wrestling show, right? We got a lot of wrestling to talk about.
We do have to talk about wrestling.
Foxy Brown. Thanks, cuz. That was Foxy Brown. I couldn't think of her name, her stage name, but that was Foxy Brown. She was hot, too, back in the day.
Yeah.
Smoking hot. The Facha de Tsun. Like, forget about it. Delicious.
Yeah, there goes the racist comment right there.
It's not. Hey, you fuck nuts. Hey, fuck nuts. I'm over here now.
Oh.
What?
I gotta ask you a question.
I'm over here now.
What?
So, based on the fact that we're, you know, a wrestling podcast.
We are a wrestling podcast.
I gotta ask you a wrestling question.
I love wrestling questions. Thank you.
Have you been watching Monday Night Raw recently?
I watched Raw last week, not this week.
Okay.
Did you watch Raw this week?
Yes, I did.
Look at you being productive. Again, dude, show prep. I like this. I like the new choppy. I love the new choppy.
No, it's the same choppy, just added flavor to it.
Added flavor! All I did was a double of chicken!
So, you battered wife, you.
Choppy said I had a battered wife face on one night we were out. He goes, that face, you look like you had battered wife syndrome. Like, what? You didn't say nothing.
My words were.
You just sat there.
Like you got beaten by somebody.
You got beaten by somebody. Like battered wife. He's like, yeah, that's it.
So.
Sorry. What's the question?
Stella May? What was that?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
So I was watching Raw, and not just this week, but a couple of weeks, I've noticed a lot of like non-PG elements being added to the show.
How so?
So, I don't know if it was this week, or I think it was this week, with EC3 debuted on Raw.
He did. He fought
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose, correct.
So, there was a part where Alexa Bliss is doing her talk show, A Moment of Bliss.
A Moment of Bliss, right.
And there was this part where she was like, oh, you know, you're a good-looking guy. You have all the credentials. I heard that you also have a very big, and then she said, bank account. And I was like, what?
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, dude. I was like, okay, that's interesting. Then there was also the segment with Double J, Road Dogg, and Elias. Apparently now Elias is also a bad guy now. I don't know why.
Again, they're flipping him like Big Show.
It doesn't make no sense.
They're flipping him like fucking Big Show. It's annoying my life.
There's a part where Jeff Jarrett actually uses the word slapnuts and calls Elias slapnuts.
That's one of my favorite things ever. And I love slap nuts. I use that. That's in my lexicon. You know that.
Yeah. And there's a part where, you know, Elias, you know, does the crotch chop. He actually just says, you know, suck it. Like, he actually didn't do the X. He actually just pointed to his dick. And I was like,
is Vince not watching? Is it past his bedtime?
I don't know what's going on, man. I notice a lot of not risque, but like, it's not PG shit that I'm seeing on some of the stuff. Not everything.
Okay.
Which I was kind of shocked by him. I don't know if it's because it's WrestleMania season or is it because they're trying to gain more viewers now by adding some of those elements of the Attitude Era. But even so, what Alexa Bliss said, and not that I'm offended by it, I really don't give a shit, but it was just like really weird to see a female performer talk about the male genitalia in today's age in wrestling. What do you think?
It's hard because I maybe the writers are just, I don't know, maybe the writers just didn't have like a momentary lapse of stupidity or anything like that, but
no.
I just feel
it's been
like
a couple of weeks now.
Maybe they just like, maybe they're trying to incorporate something. Maybe they're trying to like test what they can get away with.
Also, Ronda approaching Becky this week. Becky beat the shit out of Stephanie.
And look who's in the room, bro. I'm sorry, guys.
Scott's in the room?
Yeah.
What?
Scott! I don't get to use that as anymore. I love using that one.
You know, Becky Ronda pushes Becky, and Becky's like, and she's like, "See, Becky, you're ruining something good we have right now because of your stupid." Like, she said something along the line.
She said, "The Becky Lynch takes some ice and Advil, bitch." Something like that.
I forgot what she said. Yeah, she said, "Yo, get some ice and some Advil, bitch." And she walks off. I was like, "What the fuck is going on, man?"
Yeah, man.
And a lot of it I noticed is more for the ladies, not for the men.
Well, you know, they're shoving the ladies' division down our throat, obviously.
Well, I know.
Right, so I mean, that's that I expect. I'm not mad at that because that's what I'm used to it now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Right, I'm just saying like that's what they're trying to do. You know? So,
but what do you think?
Again, I'm indifferent. I feel like they're just trying to test waters. I feel like they're just the writers are like, okay, listen, you can't reinvent the wheel. You got to write something to keep it fresh. You have a lot of characters. You have a lot of personalities. They have so much talent now in this pool. They've never had this much talent in their entire existence.
I think they have at this very moment, they have more talent now than WCW did in like 98.
Or they did, but they just didn't utilize them well.
Correct.
Like, you know, creative has nothing for you, that kind
of
shit.
But now they have so many subdivisions of WWE.
Right. No, I mean that's obvious. All I'm saying is like I'm indifferent. I don't care either way. Like it's I mean if you're a fan of if you're like Kathy Hummer who watches every fucking Monday, you know, if you're a Raw fan and watch every Monday, then. Yeah, you should be excited. If you're a casual Raw fan like you and I are,
yeah.
Then it's like, okay, you
What's
know.
Up, Scotty?
What's up, Scott? Miss you, brother.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
So, also I didn't see SmackDown this week, but I did see NXT. And the match of the night for me was definitely Drew Gulak, our boy.
Yeah, having a stretch out match with fucking Matt Riddle.
Bro, what a match, man.
Bro, I like when he goes... Bro.
He reminds me of like the Rob Van Dam of NXT. Bro.
Really? But before The Miz did really, that was an RVD thing.
Yeah.
Let's not get that twisted.
But the match was really good. There was no high spots. It was just straight up
stretching.
Technical wrestling, bro.
It was like a fucking Luthez match from like 1962.
What about Gulak? Busting out the catch point.
I'm not mad at Drew. I am a Gulak mark. I've been a Gulak mark since when the Wizards had him in studio that one time.
Oh, yeah, with Tony's kid?
Tony's kid attacked him.
Great.
No, we were always Gulak fans. And he was in Chikara.
CCW, Chikara.
Yeah.
Evolve,
we're big fans of the Gulak, man.
But you know what? I love the fact that he went to NXT.
He's a Philly guy, too.
He is.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that he went to NXT because there was not much he could do in 205. If you understand.
That's really what he said in his promo, too.
Yeah.
There's not much came here all the way from 205 Live, and I get this?
Like, yeah, and he fights some jamook named Eric Hagen, whatever his name. And he's like a mock ripoff of, like, Van Halen. I don't know.
What is a mook?
Exactly.
He's definitely a mook, that guy.
Yeah, but apparently he's a touted, very good amateur wrestler, that guy, Eric Bugenhagen.
I ain't mad at that dude at all.
But the crowd was into him, though.
Yeah.
But Gulak, I was kind of surprised by Gulak. I was like, wow, he went to NXT. This is going to be nice seeing him in NXT.
Hope they keep him in there for a little while.
I want him in NXT.
Yeah.
He's the ideal person for NXT right now.
He's the guy who can train eventually. He's the guy that when he's done pretending to be a wrestler, because he can really teach. He's the guy. He's the Norman Smiley. He's the guy.
He's the Dean Malenko.
Yeah.
Of today.
Correct. He's the guy who can teach you how to get it done.
Oh, Jalen, you really like Matt Riddle? Ooh, I wonder why. With his abdominals? Matt Riddle's got a physique on him.
I like when he kicks off his flip-flops.
Yeah, it's funny.
Bro.
He was, Drew Gulak's like, bro, you know what? Why don't you kick off them flip-flops and come down to this ring right now? He was like, bro.
I hope bro is at NXT TakeOver.
I'm sure he is.
For WrestleMania.
I would like to see those two go at it one more time.
They might.
At NXT TakeOver?
I hope they just keep this feud going for a little while.
They have a really good chemistry, those two. Oh, my God.
It was like, I'm waiting for the fans, the marks, to be bored of this match.
No way.
No, we're not bored because we appreciate a good fucking wrestling match.
It reminds me of the match from WrestleMania 17 with Benoit and Kurt Angle. It was just straight up fucking wrestling, bro. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But you don't... Like, don't get me wrong. We had this conversation during the week where we love NXT, but there's too many false finishes.
Of course.
And this, to me, was a breath of fresh air for NXT.
Yeah.
It's something that you don't normally see and they brought it out, and I was like, and I applaud the NXT producers. Thank you very much, because I was not expecting that. That was a really, really good match.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Yeah. No, it was, I enjoyed it, and like I said, they should keep it going.
Yeah.
They really should keep it going.
I say do two out of three falls, but actually, you know what? Scratch that. Do a submission match with these two, and then if you can't, and then whoever wins that match, if they win that, whatever. Let's say Gulak wins a submission match, then you have the rubber match, two out of three falls.
What's up, my nephew Nick's in the room. What up, Nick? Let me ask you something.
What's up?
I didn't see you for the Super Bowl. I went to Lou's house. Our boy Lou from Ghetto Geek Squad and Star Wars Podcast.
How was it?
Great. Lou's family is amazing. They're good. Great people. Hooked up with his brother and his cousin Phil, who is involved with the big event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's all night. I know this guy. I know that guy. I know this guy. And I'm like, that's fantastic. And I'm, you know, shooting shit with him. And he disappears for like a half hour. And he goes into his car or whatever it was, and he gets me a ton of autographs. What do we got over there? Let's
show this off.
Yeah. So Phil hooked us up for our wall that we're gonna be putting up. Because with the studio here is still under construction. We got Diesel, Big Daddy Cool. We got his autograph. All right, Vanna.
We have.
I like to buy a vowel.
Yeah. Spell out Mook.
What is a Mook?
Nikolai Volkov. Rest in peace.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
What's this one? What's this
one? Ooh, yes. Paul Bearer. Yep.
Oh, speaking of Mooks.
The guy who won't. Eugene.
And then our own New Jerseyite.
Your own New Jerseyite.
Fuck you. You like her too.
I do like her. I love Sunny.
Sunny. I love Sunny. She's great.
Yeah. So thank you, Phil. Phil is going to be. Can you bring up the big event?
You know what?
No, I'm sorry. Never mind. He texted me the people he's got coming. Let me just bring it up in the text message real quick. I should have had it prepared, but you know me, I don't do that because I'm a retard.
You? So, retarded?
Me? Yeah, like a fucking...
You're retarded? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, do some work.
Do some work, he says.
Hey, Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded. Yeah. She's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum. Okay.
March 8th, 2019. It's going to be at the plaza, the LaGuardia Plaza Hotel in on Ditmas Boulevard by East. It's in, you know, by the airport.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we got Psycho Sid, Jesse the Body, Randy Couture, Layla, Mark Henry, Booker T, Sue Young.
So a lot of like Impact people.
Well, a lot of different people.
Oh, Randy Couture's going to be there? Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, yeah. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the big event, newyork.com. It's March 9th, Saturday, 10 to 3. Turnbuckle Throwbacks may be in the building. We're working on it. I'll keep you guys posted.
I'll tell you right now what event we're definitely going to be at.
Oh, yeah. Plug that, too.
Well, what do you call it?
Do better prep like Chobby does.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, my brother.
Yeah.
My brother. Thanks,
yeah.
Dickface.
Yeah, he's the best. He's better out of the brothers.
Wow. Ring that bell. Jerkoff. Woo. Fucking Jerkoff.
You're a Jerkoff. That's what I think of you.
So, let me go back down to business. Let's be serious.
But anyway, me. Phil, thank you very much, man. Good looking out.
Thanks, Phil. So, we're going to this event. There's an event, WrestleMania, Sunday, April 7th. It's called the Markout at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, that morning.
Yeah. There's going to be a star-studded autograph session over there. I want to go because Phil told me that one, a specific individual is going to be there, and his name is Tully Blanchard. Tully Blanchard. So these are the names for the Meadowlands event. Tully Blanchard. Stan DeLariat Hansen.
It's a West Texas fucking football reunion.
Tito Santana.
West Texas.
Dan Spivey. And then we have Mr. Scott Putski. Wow. Wow. He's a second generation superstar.
Superstar? You're fucking reaching, dude.
The reach around?
Ring that bell.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Hacksaw, the original Hacksaw Butch Reed.
That's right, who's our topic of discussion tonight.
The first Tri-State Area Con appearance of Bob Roop.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Allison Kay, who also was in TNA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We also have the full-blooded Italians from SmackDown.
Gino, you fucking mook!
Johnny the Bull Stamboli Nunzio. Yeah. And Mr. Chuck Palumbo.
I like Johnny the Bull.
He looks like fucking, he's not even really, is he really
a dog? Looked like the dude that served my brother and I pizza at New Park a couple months ago.
What about Mr., Mr. Palumbo was going to be there.
Chuck Palumbo?
Yeah.
Chuck and Billy?
Yeah, Chuck and Billy.
Hey, Charles.
Mr. Porn Star himself, Val Venus.
Hello, ladies.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Yeah.
The Tonga Kid.
King Tonga.
L.A. Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And last but certainly not least, Mr. Bill Apter.
Mr. Bill Apter, friend of the Shining Wizards Network, by the way.
Yes, he is. I think, dude, and just to let you guys know, this event is probably the cheapest event where you meet all these superstars. It's $120, and you get to meet all these people, and you get an autograph and a photo.
And I should say it now. We've been planning an April show. We normally do a show the day of WrestleMania. We're not going to WrestleMania this year.
That's right.
Somebody gives us a free ticket, which is rare. We're doing all the events, though, leading up to it. Choppy's doing an event by himself. I'm doing a couple events by myself.
What do you mean by himself?
You and cuz. Oh, you. No, I'm talking about in terms of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You and my brother are doing
FTW.
FTW. Yeah, man. I'm talking about you and I as a team are splitting up to do other things, other functions.
We got
to
take over.
Right. Whatever.
We got to take over the world, man.
WrestleMania 5 is 30 years old this year.
Wow, really?
Holy the shit. Mega Powers.
Wow.
So we're going to be doing, we'll probably do 30th anniversary, the day of Mania. So we'll probably go to that convention, come back, do the show, and then we'll celebrate with our friends.
If I'm not mistaken, the Metal Ends event is going to be from 10 in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I say we'd be there at like 9.
9, yeah.
9 on the dot.
Anybody wants to go with us, let us know. We'll hook up with you guys.
Anime Mike, if you want to come, let us know.
Yeah, Mike should be out here for Mania weekend anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So... All right. What other news do we have? Do you have any news?
Yeah. I mean, look at the AEW event that happened.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, top AEW.
Yeah. We have, we finally got the news. All you fucking fanboys can shut the fuck up already.
Kenny Omega!
Omega! Is officially part of AEW. And the event, Double or Nothing, will be headlined by Kenny Omega against... The immortal, to me, is immortal, Chris Jericho.
The Lucha Brothers, Phoenix, and Pentagon are going to fight the Bucks.
And you saw the little
push and shove.
Yep.
SoCal Uncensored challenged
SEMA.
SEMA and two other mystery.
Two other mooks.
Two other mooks, yeah. Hangman Page versus Pac.
That's going to be amazing. That, I think, is going to be the show stealer of the night.
They signed WOW champion, currently WOW champion from Staten Island.
Yep.
Sonny Kiss, who's been on the circuit for a long time, knock off.
He finally got a legitimate contract. Good for him.
I'm sure Joey Janela will be involved somehow.
Joey's going to be in there. Has to be.
They signed a bunch of females. They signed the first transgender wrestler, right? Is it transgender?
What's the person's name?
I forget her name already. Text me those dates. I can't, so I don't forget. Okay.
It's a fucking Sunday, Mike.
I mean, they're making moves. Now, I want to piggyback on something that there was a discussion on Facebook between Nick German, AA, a bunch of us. A lot of money's being spent.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. They're going to have a TV deal. They're going to have a nice little pay-per-view in May.
They got a billionaire backing them up.
Being the Elite is deaf. They did a little segment on there. Really good stuff. I want to see something first. I'll buy the pay-per-view.
Oh, I think I'm going to
buy it. Because I was at All In, and because I loved All In, I'm giving this a shot. Because I feel like it was a really put-together show.
Let me ask you something. Can you get the pay-per-view via, like, an app, or does it have to be, like, a pay-per-view?
No, app, like Fight TV.
Oh, it's going to be on Fight TV?
Yeah, so we'll do it here. We'll do it in my house. Yeah. Well, hey, whatever.
We'll do it here.
It's going to be great, man. And I'm excited because, you know what? It's more wrestling. People need to stop complaining. It's more wrestling. Shut up.
You know, I'm just happy that, you know, all these people could stop shut the fuck up about Kenny Omega already.
Yeah.
It didn't matter where he went. It
doesn't matter.
As long as I got to see him wrestle here in the States. That's all that matters to me.
It doesn't matter!
It's true.
Thank you, Rocky.
It's the truth.
And then his new title, what is it? Executive
What was his title now?
Him and Cody, you know, the like executive vice presidents or whatever it is.
Of the promotion, yes.
Brandy's like the chief branding officer.
Yep.
She's like promotion and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a piece of the company. They're gonna be in the company. And I almost guarantee that they're not gonna shine themselves. They're gonna put other guy. They're sliding into this, putting younger people over.
I think what Kenny Omega's doing right now is pretty much what Triple H had done. Was pretty much set himself up to be, you know, some type of like producer, or some type of like management role. So that way, when it's time for Kenny to retire, he has something to fall back on. It's a smart move.
You're right, Chops. It's a really smart move. And on top of that, they signed a working agreement with AAA.
Yeah, even
so, now you're gonna have a lot of Lucha shit too.
So, is ROH officially involved with this or no?
No, ROH is still with New Japan.
Still doing New Japan, okay.
They're doing the day of G1, the morning of, they're doing a festival at the Hulu Theater next to the Garden.
Okay.
So they're going to have a Dalton Castle thing over there. They're going to have like an afternoon with Dalton and the boys. There's going to be a arm wrestling event, or arm wrestling challenge with Matt Taven.
That's great.
What else are they going to have? They're going to have a meet and greet with all the guys in MSG Theater. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
I think WrestleMania, I don't know. I don't care about the show or the event. I care more about like the extracurricular activities that are going to be going on prior to the event. You have your takeovers, you have your G1s, you have your, you know, you got all the WrestleCon is going
to Evolve, be- WrestlePro, WrestleCon, Kaiju Big Battle.
Oh, it's insane. In fucking sane.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, wrestling is.
I'm going to squeeze baseball in that weekend too.
Jesus, even damn.
Yeah, opening day.
It's pretty,
opening day for the Mets.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, and Shazam.
Oh, forgot yeah, about that.
I'm dropping some serious fucking dough that weekend. I don't care.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, here's something I read. This is gonna blow your mind. I don't know if you read this already. I'm sorry, we didn't talk about Halftime Heat.
Oh no. That was a great fucking event.
Yeah, well, I was plugging Phil's big event, and I was at Lou's house watching Super Bowl, and Maroon 5 came on. Lou said, whoever wants to watch Maroon 5, get the fuck out of my apartment and go down to my mom's house, my aunt's house, and watch it downstairs. So half the room left. So it was me, Phil, and Lou, and our boy Jason, JT, and we all watched Halftime Heat, and it was fucking fantastic. Great six-man match.
Yeah.
The heels won. The faces won. But really fun match, and it wasn't for a regular crowd either.
No.
It was at the Performance Center.
Correct.
So probably like a Super Bowl party for like the employees or whatever. Yeah, they probably invited some people in. You know, whatever.
The match was fantastic.
No, it was.
It was great.
It was
great to see that. I think that it was perfect time to actually do a halftime heat 20 years later.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And, you know, the first one was with The Rock and Mankind. Now we got to see NXT. I don't think that NXT is developmental anymore. I think NXT is just its own separate brand.
Yeah,
now.
Of course it is.
And it was nice to see Adam Cole and, you know, Gargano and Ciampa.
Yeah, Aleister Black.
And Aleister Black.
And Velveteen Dream. And, who won that Worlds Collide tournament.
Yes, good for him.
I watched that the next day.
Again. Me and Phil have said it before, we're going to say it again, there's too many false finishes in NXT.
Yeah, they're telling good stories, but you got to make it a little more fucking realistic.
Remember the match with Andrade and Gargano at Philly?
Yeah.
Remember, I was talking about this throughout
the entire ride home.
I was like, bro, it was too many false finishes.
Yeah, the entire ride home.
I loved the whole match. It was too many false finishes. I was over the false finishes.
Ridic, man.
I think it was like six or seven of them. I was like, you know what, this is, I'm done.
Ridic.
Enough.
Ridic. And I tell you what, man, if they didn't tell a story and it was just false finishes, I'd be really, really fucking upset. You know, I go on like on a Mike Norenganger rant about how bad the product is without any telling stories. And to Mike's credit, he's got a point too in a lot of ways, because again, he grew up how we grew up, and you got to, I mean, I hop on this all, every other week. You have to tell a good story. You have to. It's imperative that you do that. With this brand, there are so many personalities. You gotta tell a good story, bro. You have to.
And what I love about these events is that they don't have to showcase every piece of talent that's on there. Hey, my wife is in the house.
Hello, gorgeous.
There you go. And then, it just, here's the thing about Mike. I understand Mike's point, but I'm going to defend NXT for a second. You have to be a regular watcher of the product.
No.
All due respect to Mike.
I think Mike knows that, though. I don't think he's that ignorant. You know?
I understand.
He's a smart wrestling fan.
He is, but he doesn't watch the product regularly.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't watch it like we do. And he's going to be critical about every little thing. And, okay, you're going to be critical, but you also have to watch the product.
What's messed up, though, is that he's not alone. He is, and I'm playing devil's advocate because he's our brother, and you know, he's always entitled to their opinions.
Oh yeah,
but I'm playing devil's advocate, and Mike is now the casual fan who used to be a diehard.
Correct.
So now he's got on two different levels right now.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, it is what it is. You can't.
Hey, baby.
So, I just don't. We like I said, I love NXT, and I'm going to continue watching it. It's my favorite.
I love NXT.
It's my favorite.
I do. I love it.
Brand on TV right now.
Hell to the yes!
It's not even on TV. It's on the internet right now. If you think about it, it's an internet.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me.
Is NXT on Hulu?
It is.
It is.
It is on Hulu. So if you don't watch it on the network,
you watch it on Hulu.
You watch it on the next day on Hulu. And then,
hey, Kim, Mrs. Metal from the radio.
Neil's in the house.
Neil Volo's in the house. Hello, Neil. Oh, St. Matthias reunion over here.
Mm.
Anyway, go ahead.
And not to change subject, but did you see, I, ladies and gentlemen, did you guys see the video with Leo Rush and the special kid?
I only saw a crop shot of it. Choppy told me on the way here tonight. Why don't you tell the crowd what happened?
So it was like about a 20-second clip. The kid comes on the video with Leo, and then Leo's like, yo, what the fuck? Leo's like, what's wrong with you? And the kid's like, apologetic. He's like, yo, I'm sorry, I have a disability. And Leo's like, what are you talking about? You got a disability. What's wrong with you? And he was like, oh, I have autism. I'm autistic. And then Leo, supposedly he was in character, pulls out a wad of money and then says, don't you worry about that because I'm money-tistic.
Okay, terrific.
I'm sorry.
What did you say, nigga?
Who says that? I'm money. Don't worry about it. It's okay that you're autistic, but I'm money-tistic. Wow.
Jesus!
Exactly. You guys thought I was bad? You guys thought I was a piece of shit? That motherfucker's an asshole, dude.
He's an asshole.
Yes.
As our friend Melanie would say. He's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
What a dick.
You want to talk about assholes?
What was that?
I'm going to piss off some people right now.
Oh, no.
So Undertaker does a lot of non-WWE appearances, pay appearances.
Of course he does.
Right. Take a guess how much he charges.
300 an appearance.
No.
More?
A lot more.
1,000?
Keep going.
No.
Keep going.
3?
Keep going.
Stop.
Son.
10?
Keep going.
50.
Lower.
40.
Lower.
30.
A little lower.
25.
Correct.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Are you serious?
25 grand.
Ring my man.
Oh, yes. I'm rich, bitch.
Undertaker charges 25
G's? 25 grand for appearances.
Isn't he a fucking millionaire? What do you need an extra 25 G's for, motherfucker?
I don't know, but maybe he's making some new coffins or some shit.
Fuck him.
Yeah, dude, 25 G's.
Fuck him.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yo, Mark, you're a fucking mook.
Dude, and like, he's a promoter. Can you guarantee that kind of money? Like, where are these promoters getting that kind of money from?
There's no way.
No way.
No fucking way. I think AEW will give him that money. Damn, take care of what in the... Well, yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. I have a fuck you wrestler of the week.
Do you?
I do.
Hold on, I gotta play you music, bro. Oh, man.
And now it's time for Choppy...
Fuck you!
Wrestler of the week.
Will you stop?
And this will segue into our next topic. I want to say my fuck you wrestler of the week is not even a wrestler. It's the social media correspondent for the WWE for releasing that ridiculous top five United States championship list. What a fucking
okay, terrific
jerk off you are.
Bro, I'm going to listen.
Fuck you.
Listen. I'm gonna say this with the utmost, and I've said this on social media. Scott is a witness because he's been on the show as a co-host. He's been as a guest. Some of our fans have been here from day one. You all know my love Jones for both the television title and the United States Heavyweight Championship.
Correct.
The lineage of that belt goes back to the fucking 70s and 60s. Legitimately, because the U.S. title was a regional thing, and then it became they unified, right? So they put out this list, and as much as I don't like Lex Luger, he does belong on that list because he was the longest reigning title holder of the belt, and he's been in some prolific feuds, and he was part of the Horsemen, and he was a former world champion, and he was a staple in that promotion for quite a long time, before right with Crockett, after Crockett, WCW, and moving on forward. But guys, John Cena.
Forget John Cena. Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
Number five. Dean Ambrose.
So just forget about Harley Race, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Tully Blanchard, Magnum TA, Stan Hansen, Ricky Steamboat, Steve Austin, Rick Rude, Sting. Do I need to go on, dude? I just need 10 fucking guys that are way better than Dean Ambrose.
Nikita Koloff. Magnum?
Right. Right. Tully? I just said Tully, right?
Ric Flair?
Ric Flair was... Dude, Greg Valentine was U.S. champ. Yeah.
Blackjack Mulligan.
Blackjack Mulligan was U.S. champ.
Are you guys... Whoever came up with that list is a fucking idiot. Do your due diligence. Do your homework, motherfuckers.
You know what? You know what's stupid? They have all this information. They own all this information. They own all this footage. You're insulting the fucking fan. The hardcore, old-school wrestling fan like myself, like you, anybody who's fucking 30 years old or older, 25 and older. Like, you're insulting our intelligence. You're insulting our intelligence by not putting fucking guys in their fucking due. As much as I hate Lex Luger, he's a top five U.S. champion.
Yeah, because he's the
longest. He's the only guy in that fucking group that belongs to be in that group, in that five.
I agree.
100%. I'm not a Luger guy. You guys all know that. Aunt Sue, I'm sorry. If Aunt Sue's still listening, she's a Lex Luger mark. She should steal my fucking posters out of my magazine. That's a true story. True story.
Lex Luger deserves to be in that top five, but
100%.
But the other people?
No. Barry Windham. Barry Windham was U.S. champion.
Where was Barry Windham?
Right. Baltimore and the Horsemen.
Where the fuck was Steve Austin?
Rick Rude.
Ricky Steamboat.
What about the main man? What about the main man? Sting!
Where was he? Sting. It's insane.
Yes, bro. My brother Mike's saying they did it a piece. They did it to appease the kids. I get it. You're insulting our intelligence. Not every fucking fan. Listen, the regular demographic for pro wrestling age is 18 to 35. So you mean to tell me an 18 to 35 year old is going to agree with a fucking list like that?
No.
You're out of your mind.
Nope.
The 10-year-old, not my 10-year-old, not my 11-year-old, but listen, most of the 11-year-olds would probably agree to that.
Even if you date the lineage back from NWA to WWE right now, there's other WWE wrestlers that deserve to be more on that list.
Listen, I'm
Eddie Guerrero
was U.S. champ
in both WCW and WWE.
Malenko
was WCW US champion.
Chris Benoit.
Benoit was WWE US champion and WCW US champion. Are you out of your fucking minds? I mean, I understand Benoit, but Eddie Guerrero should be on there too. He was a great US champion. Seriously?
As a cruiserweight, he was US champion.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
As a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
And he had him labeled. Wasn't Chris Jericho US champ?
No.
No, okay.
He was U.S. champion. He was U.S. champion in WWE.
WWE, right? Okay.
But like, really?
You know, and again, I like WWE Network. I like some of their social media stuff. I like the promotion they do. I love their gear. I love WWE. I really do. Sincerely, I do. And I've always loved WWE. But you're insulting my intelligence.
Wasn't Kevin Owens on that list, too?
No.
Like, I was like, what?
John Cena.
Why John Cena? Why? WWE, get your shit together,
Come
dude.
On, man.
Retarded. Okay, if you...
MVP?
Let me ask you something.
Well, yeah, MVP was U.S. champ.
If you were to pick a five for that list, well, who would you pick? Right off the top of your head.
Luger, Flair.
And that, in no specific
order. Luger, Flair, Sting. Magnum TA.
Mm-hmm.
I said Dusty, right? No, and Dusty.
For me, Luger, Sting, Steve Austin, Steamboat, and then Flair.
And you can replace any of my guys, yeah. And vice versa.
Or Barry Windham.
Barry Windham.
Nikita Koloff. I have so many.
Tully Blanchard.
Tully!
Was a great U.S. champion.
I thought Tully was a great U.S. champion and television champion. But you don't put Tully Blanchard?
Pedro Morales was a U.S. champ.
No, he was Intercontinental
champion. He was Intercontinental
champion. He was the first one to Triple Crown from WWF. WWF champion, IC champion, tag champ.
Correct.
Mr. Historian right here.
I didn't even have words. Like you, and you saw that I couldn't even type. I was
Bro,
like,
we were so pissed. Both of us were pissed.
I couldn't. You know,
it's a fucking embarrassment.
And I try not to get involved in all of your discussions on social media.
Yeah,
because you know my opinion about opinions are like assholes. Everybody has them,
and they stink sometimes.
And some of them stink. I respect everybody's opinion, whether I agree with you, I don't agree with you. Whatever the case may be, right? But that's why I don't get involved in a ton of the discussions because I'm sort of biased when it comes to the nostalgia shit. And that's the truth. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a sucker for shitty wrestling, you know, because I grew up with it, you know. And the generation before me was the half-hour headlock. And when I was growing up, people were like, well, he's no Luthez. He's no Bruno Sammartino, you know. You're right.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, you're right.
We're
acting about like we're acting like a bunch of old fuddy duddies. But you want to know something? A lot of the guys that we grew up watching and we grew up reading about deserve to be in that list.
Let me tell you something. Right now, because my intelligence was insulted with this article, I have a right to start off when I was your age fucking
Correct.
Speech. Because
yep.
When I was your age, that fucking title meant something. When I was your age, that fucking belt was the number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship. And some of the heels got title shots
yep.
at house shows.
Yep.
Because you were the number one contender. So don't fucking blow smoke up my asshole and tell me it's a chimney. Okay? Don't insult my fucking intelligence. Okay? Get it together. You guys own... Vince owns every fucking major promotions footage.
Correct.
He owns Mid-South, AWA. He owns fucking WCW, NWA Crockett promotion. He owns World Class. He owns all of it. Utilize it. You had fucking champions.
I can even come up. What about Michael Hayes? Michael Hayes was U.S. champion too.
Mr. X listens. He's like, preach. Fucking right, man. Don't do this. Like, don't. And I'm just. Oh man.
I'm telling you, man.
Nick German's in the room.
Hey,
Nick. I'm gonna say this too. Like, I want you guys to come up with a list. All my regular throwback is
come up with a list.
Give me your top five guys. Put it on the fucking page. Give me pictures. Even explain yourselves.
We're actually going to do me and Phil are also going to do the top fives as well for us because we just thought of off the top of our heads.
I want you guys to seriously
think about it.
Go look back, and if you have to wait a day and fucking watch a couple of matches, I ain't mad at you. Don't fucking insult my intelligence by putting John Cena and Dean Ambrose one of the worst fucking wrestlers on the planet.
Dean Ambrose is probably the worst U.S. champion of all time just because he probably held that belt for a year.
Well...
And never, listen, he held the belt for a fucking year and only defended the title maybe like three or four fucking times.
Because of the Shield, though.
Fuck it.
Because of the Shield.
Fuck it.
I know.
Get out of here.
The U.S. title doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
And technically, the U.S. title is not the number one contender in WWE.
It's not anymore.
The IC champion is always the number one contender. That's how they differentiated it. But All joking aside.
What a joke.
All joking aside. Don't insult the intelligence of the good fans, of the hardcore fans who go back with everything. You're talking like Bobo Brazil was U.S. champion. Are you fucking? I'm doing this on the top of my head, but like you just every time I get mad, I think about more guys who are U.S. champion.
There's so many fuckfaces back in the day that held that title.
I don't get it though. Like
Roddy Piper. Piper was U.S. champion.
Yeah.
Piper.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The guy that they compared Dean Ambrose to.
Oh my
Which is a fucking slap in the teeth.
Oh my God.
All right, go back to your fucking light bulb wrestling in fucking South Jersey.
Snuka?
No, Snuka was a U.S.
champion. He had to be. I remember him wearing that belt at one point.
Maybe. Again, look it up, dude. I'm doing this by memory because I'm fucking mad.
Oh my God.
I'm mad because you're in. Like, it's just a fucking slap in the teeth, man. It's a slap in the teeth.
I gotta look this up real quick. I am so pissed about.
Yeah, Steven Regal twice.
Oh my God! Hold up. Let's look this shit up right now.
But Regal won't get no love because he was a fucking mid-card guy. Meanwhile, he could fucking stretch.
Listen,
he stretches half the roster out. When
listen to this. Listen to this collection of talent. Harley Race, Johnny Valentine.
Yeah.
Terry Funk, Paul Jones,
number one Paul Jones, former world tag team champion as well.
Blackjack Mulligan,
former tag team champion as well.
Bobo Brazil,
U.S. champion.
Ric Flair,
mm-hmm.
Ricky Steamboat.
Yep.
Mr. Wrestling.
Mr. Wrestling, one or two?
Just as Mr. Wrestling.
Regular Mr. Wrestling. Yep. Okay.
Jimmy Snuka.
Okay, you're right. I stand corrected.
Greg Valentine.
I said that.
Piper.
I said that. You said that.
Wahoo.
Chief. The Chief. That's Wahoo. Right.
Wahoo.
That's right.
Another one. Listen to this one. Sergeant Slaughter. That list is a fucking. It's Dick Slater.
You're right. Piper was U.S. champ twice.
Who?
Piper was U.S. champ twice. Yeah. He had it again later on WCW. Thank you, Kevin.
Magnum. Nikita. Lex. Tully. Dusty. Barry. Where's Tully on here? Hold on. Tully. Lex. Michael Hayes.
Michael Hayes turned. He turned on Luger.
Yeah,
and beat him. He beat Luger for the U.S. title.
Stan to Lariat Hansen.
And I talked to Stan about that. Stan didn't stay because his wife was pregnant. If he would have stayed, that's a year run. When he beat Luger for the U.S. title at Halloween Havoc,
it would have been a year.
It would have been easily a year. He would have been a champion contender.
Rick Rude.
Who was world champion Halloween Havoc 90? Was that Sting?
I think it was Sting.
It would have been fucking him and Sting and Starrcade.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Stan Hansen. We should fantasy book that.
Vader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kensuke Sasaki.
Yeah, part of the Hellraisers.
One Man Gang.
The Gang, okay. That's
Conan. Flair.
Conan.
The list goes on and on, people.
Yeah, Flair and Conan fought on pay-per-view.
I don't get it. I'll even put Steve McMichael in that fucking list. Over. Hey, I'm sorry, bro. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. Goldberg was U.S. champion.
He won that. He beat Raven.
Yeah, Goldberg.
Yeah.
DDP.
DDP.
DDP was a
Macho Man, right?
No.
No.
No. DDP was a great U.S. champion. Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig was U.S. champ. Okay.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
It just.
Nope.
Like.
Nope.
How do you. That's like you owning a car dealership, right? And you put out all your shitty cars in the lot and have all the fresh cars inside.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell that?
No.
Fuck out of here, man.
Fucking mooks, bro.
David Flair make that list?
Yes, he did.
Ring that bell.
Who said that?
Neil.
Neil? Good job, Neil. Look at your memory. Can you believe this shit?
No, I can't. Dude, why do you think I'm mad?
You're mad.
I'm fuming. You know my disdain for this crap that they put us through.
I cannot wait. Cannot wait for this Intercontinental Championship list to come out.
Kevin's asking about the list. Kev, WWE put out a list of top five U.S. champions. And they put John Cena and Dean Ambrose in the top five. The only guy that belonged in there was fucking Luger.
Luger belonged in there, for sure.
And I hated fucking Lex Luger. You give him his due. He's top five. He's top five U.S.
He's the longest.
Longest champion.
Bret fucking Hart.
Bret Hart was U.S. champion.
Bret Hart.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
Done. What's up, Kelly?
That should have been a fucking affiliatorial right there. Oh, my God.
You want to give me an hour with this?
Woo!
You can't give me an hour with
Oh, my God. I'll give you...
You give me an hour with this, I'll fucking tear it up.
I know you will.
I'll do research. I'll pull fucking clips. Don't get me... Don't fucking threaten me with a good time, Choppy. Do not threaten me with a good time.
That's a future affiliatorial right there.
What was the whole list? That was top five.
Hold on.
Get the list. Then we're going to go to break.
Fucking mooks.
Fucking jerk-offs. I don't get it.
Oh, I get it.
No, I don't. How do you get it?
It's just a bunch of fucking assholes that don't know what the fuck they're talking about in that company, man. That's what I get. Fucking jerk-offs. All right, where the hell's this list? It's pissing me off.
Fucking jerk-offs.
They are jerk-offs. Fuck them, bro.
You're a jerk-off. That's what I think of you.
Where is it?
Fuck them. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. You know what? Fuck it.
Don't worry about it, man.
You just keep going. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Find it and post it. All right, listen. We'll take a quick break. We're going to plug our friends. And we'll do some fantasy warfare tonight. Because it's Black History Month. And it's fun.
Yes.
Future episode about the history of the U.S. title.
Here's funny. Here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. This article that I'm looking at right now posted... Well, this was posted up on... When was this done? When was this article done? This was not too long ago. They did an article... This is from 2015, this article I'm looking at right now. I guess somebody forgot to... Look, they put Flair at number one in this article.
Shanlin, if anybody who's intelligent... Looks at that fucking article. They should be pissed off. Not just Kevin.
Yeah, Kev, I'll get it for you later, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We'll post it for you, Kev. But all you gotta know is that the top five had fucking Dean Ambrose and John Cena in it. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Correct.
Period.
That's a slap in the face to any wrestling
100%, fan. 100%.
Any wrestling fan, wrestling historian. I'm sorry. Whoever wrote that, put that list up, should be fired. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. I should be running that. You know what? Nick German should be running the social media department for that fucking company.
Fire me! I'm already fired! Fire me! I'm already fired!
All right. Enough of this tomfoolery, monkey fuckery.
Hey, watch your language.
Yeah. That's me. Let's take a break, man.
I agree.
Let's plug our friends and do some fantasy warfare.
We have friends?
I do.
I do, too.
You don't. I'm your only friend.
That's true. I really don't give a shit.
No, gives a shit. Fuck friends. Who needs them? Yeah. No, we do need friends. We get out. Of course we do.
I don't need you.
Oh, wow. You piece of shit. You piece of shit.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Thanks, buddy.
What is a mook? You're a jerk-off. That's what I think of you.
All right. With Turnbuckle Throwbacks, we're live. We're pissed. And we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists. Cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
How many people I can kill? Yeah.
And you know this, man.
Not a fan.
You like Slayer?
All right.
I love Slayer.
True.
Whoa, we're going to war tonight, Chops.
War! That's not the war game.
It's the war game!
The war game,
if you will. I had the worst fucking leg falling asleep issue just now. I was like fucking the hunchback of the fatback of Notre Dame. Like a fucking disaster. I'm limping over like, my friend. It's terrible.
You're terrible.
Yeah, I really am. I lack discipline. How are you?
You lack discipline.
You son of a bitch. All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Live, rantyamrito.com. Part of the Shining Wizards Network, of course. Course. So it is Black History Month.
Hit that King of Bacon.
Oh, Rage in the Room?
Yes, he is.
I am the King of Bacon.
I'll never forget that night at all.
Oh, God.
Fucking classic.
What about him and...
The other guy. Yeah.
Him and the other guy eating fucking...
bad pizza?
Ugh.
That's the first night I met Rob.
Bro, I felt like I was eating Elio's pizza that night.
Like lead.
Ugh.
Boom. Hendry. He was a trooper, though. He almost won.
Probably didn't throw up.
He almost won. He would have thrown over the fucking
if it wasn't for
ass.
Brielle giving him, like, fucking Zantac. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That second time, you mean?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
he was
almost
puke his brains out if it wasn't for the Zantac.
That first time, though, he almost won. He almost, and we talked about that. You can watch that on YouTube, by the way. You can watch the Castle Slam.
That was gross.
Yeah. On going to Ranch YouTube page, myself, Rob, Will Sweeney was with us that night.
I believe so.
I wore my tuxedo shirt, my tuxedo t-shirt.
Yes, you did.
You remember that night? God, I looked fucking handsome in that shirt, didn't I? God damn.
You looked all right. We'll keep you around.
We'll keep you around, you fucking fat jerk off. All right. So it is Black History Month. We always celebrate Black History Month here in Turnbuckle Throwbacks. You new here? Are you new here, Chops?
Explain this to me like I'm a 4-year-old, because I just don't get it.
I just don't get it. He just told me to shut the fuck up.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing Fantasy Warfare.
Yes.
We are rebooking the...
Well, it's weird, because we all know Ron Simmons was technically...
The first
African-American heavyweight champion.
Wasn't Bobo in Brazil one?
That's the thing. He did win it, but on a technicality, they never acknowledged him. So he never fucking won it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay. So Ron Simmons did win it in August of 92, I believe.
Yep.
But every time we talk about Ron Simmons, and Will Morgan can attest to this when he had the wrestling call-in show, every time they brought up Ron Simmons, I always said, what about Butch Reed?
Hacksaw Butch Reed.
Hacksaw Butch Reed. I fought in Japan against Dory Funk Butch Reed. I fought in championship wrestling from Florida and Mid-South. I was Mid-South champion.
Do you think he was better than Ron?
Yes. He was a better wrestler than Ron Simmons. He wasn't as over as Ron Simmons was, though. Does that make sense?
I agree. I disagree. I think they were equal.
By the time he got to WWF, he wasn't as over.
Who? Butch?
Butch Reed, the natural.
He was supposed to get a run with that IC title.
And then he didn't come back. And I was at the Garden in Nassau Coliseum when he got some of those title matches.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Savage had great matches outside of the tournament.
Yeah, man.
Outside of the tournament, I'm talking about. You know?
So,
Choppy and I figured, what if Butch Reed had won the World Heavyweight Championship from Vader instead of Ron Simmons? But here's the twist. I'm going to book him as a face wrestler. Choppy's going to book him as a fucking heel wrestler.
Because Choppy's an asshole.
Choppy not only is an asshole, not only is he a pain in the ass.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
But he's also heel Choppy to some of our peers and fans of the show. Choppy's the heel of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
So do you want to go or I want to go?
You know what? You're the young buck. Why don't you go first?
Thanks, buddy. I have it memorized already.
Dude, I'm old. I had to write shit down, so.
Got it all memorized.
Be thankful. Be thankful of your wits.
So as we all know, Sting. All right,
fuck Stick. Sting. What kind of Pop-Tart you got there?
Blueberry, buddy.
Blueberry? Dude. I had a green apple one yesterday.
Ooh.
Fucking delicious.
Okay.
Don't make a face, you fucking gypsy prick.
I don't know what's worse, cheesecake or app.
Your asshole's worse. Do your fucking... Go ahead. Do your fucking story, jerk off.
So as we all know, Sting is injured by Jake Roberts prior to the event.
Mm-hmm. What event?
I think it was a house show. Wasn't it a house
show? Spin the wheel, make the deal?
Yeah. I think it was probably... It was a spin the wheel, make the deal. He got injured there.
That was Halloween Havoc, though.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Well, get your fucking story straight, dude. You're going to give me a fucking throwback here.
Yes, I am. Halloween Havoc, motherfucker.
I did it by memory. I really didn't write it down.
So... Anyways, before I was rudely interrupted by this jerk off.
You're a jerk off.
Hey, yo, Phil, you're a mook.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
What is a mook?
So, as we know, there was a Dusty did a draft lottery to see who would get become the next.
That's right.
So, this is what happens. Dusty ends up picking Ron Simmons in my story.
As what? As Dusty's manager.
No.
But Dusty had a managing license in Ron Simmons' corner that night.
So Ron Simmons, he picks Ron Simmons as the number one contender to go up against
Vader. Oh, he books Ron Simmons. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And later on throughout the night, where we're expecting to see Ron Simmons versus Big Van Vader, something happens.
Well, what happens?
Ron Simmons is laid out.
Ooh.
Ron Simmons is laid out.
Who lays him out? Your sister?
We don't know.
So it's definitely not your sister.
So Vader... Butch Reed comes rushing out of the back, and he's like, Ron, what happened? And all of a sudden,
that was terrible Butch Reed, by the way.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not black, I'm white.
Whoa!
It's right here, my nigga.
What did you say, nigga?
So, Vader comes out of nowhere, and he's like, he tells Ron, and he pretty much says, this is what happens when you mess with Vader, pretty much.
Right.
And everyone is assuming that Vader took out Ron. So Butch Reed gets in Vader's face and he says, "You want to know something, man? I'm gonna do you one better. I'm gonna fight you for the world heavyweight title, and I'm gonna do it in Ron Simmons' honor."
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Okay, I'm feeling this. Go ahead.
So we have the title match.
Title match.
And Butch Reed wins the belt.
Ooh.
He wins the title
outright. Beats Vader.
By hook or crook, he won.
Ooh. Is it a grueling match, or was it like a quick 5-minute fucking?
Nope. It was one of the matches where the ref, there's shenanigans. There's a dusty finish.
Dusty finish, of course.
The dusty finish.
Was Holly Race with Vader in your angle?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So the ref gets knocked out, and then Butch Reed grabs the chair. Harley tries to intervene. Butch Reed knocks the fuck out of Harley with a chair, comes in there, and hits Vader with, like, I would say 10 chair shots. 10 fucking chair shots. Not
ooh,
just
10 chair shots in 1992?
Oh, yeah.
Well, aren't you fucking the brave Booker?
That's right.
You're such a champion.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for.
So, ref is revived, and there's a cover. 1, 2, 3. Your new WCW World Heavyweight Champion, Hacksaw Butch Reed.
And Nick Patrick is harder than Chinese math. Ring that bell.
So, we have an interview session with the new champion, and they approach him. They're like, "So, Butch, what do you have to say for yourself after winning the? What's next for Butch Reed?" And Butch says, "I have no one to thank but Ron Simmons himself for this moment,
because he laid him out."
And then they say, "Why do you think of Ron Simmons?" "Because if it wasn't for Ron Simmons getting laid out by me, I wouldn't be in this position right now."
Kelly, that's a strong chair, buddy.
So basically, he just revealed that he was the one who laid out Ron Simmons.
I did it for The Rock.
I did it for
I did it for Ron.
I did it for my people.
I did it for my people.
So Ron comes out of the back, stumbling, fumbling all over the place.
Oh, no.
Butch Reed, with the same chair that he used on Vader, and lays out Ron one more time.
No!
Near riot happens in that arena.
Ooh, I'm liking this, man.
So now Ron has been... It's been a couple, 3 months later. Ron has been out for a couple of months due to an injury sustained by Butch Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And Butch Reed has successfully defended his title against the likes of Cactus Jack, the likes of Sting, and also, you know, and Vader also had his return bout as well, and he beat all three of those motherfuckers. And then, out of nowhere, WCW Saturday Night, Butch Reed is having, he's the main event at the TV title, at the TV taping.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting Sting again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beats him. All of a sudden, somebody comes out of the crowd. Somebody comes out of the crowd in a sweatshirt, hoodie, his little fanny pack.
Ooh, the fanny pack.
Comes in, starts Spears Butch Reed, starts wailing on him and like with haymakers all over the place. All of a sudden, Butch Reed manages to get out of the ring with his title. The hoodie gets pulled back, and who happens to be Ron Simmons himself.
Get the fudge out of here.
That's right.
Ninja, please.
Ron Simmons gets on the mic, and he said, "Boy!
Ooh-hoo!
You think it's funny what you did to me?
What did you say, nigga?
I challenge you for your..." You know, he didn't even say that. He says, "For my World Heavyweight Championship."
I hate when challenges stake claim to the fucking belt and it's not theirs. "You got my title on."
Well, technically, Ron's if he had...
Fuck him.
What?
I'm just going along with you.
Okay. So Butch Reed is like, "Nope, not giving you the shot. You don't deserve it."
Oh, look at here, motherfucker.
Butch Reed said, "Nope, you don't deserve it."
Okay. All right.
So now we have the first ever, and the WCW committee.
The committee.
Which probably comprised of Jim Cornette and Ric Flair.
It was probably Dusty, Bill Watts, and Nick Patrick and his hard on.
So they booked the match, and it will be at Starcade.
What, Ron Simmons versus Butch Reed?
That's the main event.
Will we put him in a cage? No.
Nah, it's too early. Too early.
Too early for the cage?
Too early for that
See,
one.
I like how you think, buddy.
Too early for that. It's the like first bout. Why would we have the cage?
I'm just, listen, I'm just making sure that we're on the same page yet. You don't fuck this up for yourself.
So, we have the match. And, and we have a lot of shenanigans, as always. Dusty finish. And guess who happens to come down to the ring? Former Doom manager, Teddy Long.
Good old Peanut Head.
Peanut Head with fucked up teeth and all.
He never got a dentist.
No, but when he got the WWE, he had that WWE money.
Yeah, he got that A-Rab money, son. Fix your teeth, knucka.
So then, Teddy Long, he's there, and he's like, "Ron, Ron, Ron, I'm here for you. I'm here for you." All of a sudden, low blow. Low blow by Teddy Long to Ron Simmons.
No.
He costs Ron Simmons the World Heavyweight
Champion. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
God, this is so dramatic.
Your winner and still champion, Butch Reed.
Look at you. And that's it?
No.
Oh, there's more? Oh, God, I'm at the edge of my seat here. Go ahead.
Ron, very upset, approaches the committee. He says he wants one more title match. And this time, he wants him in the cage. 60-minute time limit draw.
In the cage.
In the cage.
So this would be Super Brawl.
No. Clash of the Champions.
So this is January, right after Starrcade.
Right after Clash of the Champions.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling it.
And that way, there's no interference from Teddy Long. There's no shenanigans. We're going to have a clean-cut, decisive winner in the cage. It is a bloodbath. In that cage, it's haymakers, Ron being thrown into the cage, Butch being thrown into the cage. I believe Teddy Long actually throws in the WCW World Heavyweight title into the cage match, into the cage, over the cage. The Butch Reed uses the belt on Ron, lays him out with the belt, and then you see the dramatic climb up the cage.
Uh-oh.
By Butch Reed.
If whoever's in the chat room can see Choppy's hands, he's doing the climb.
Ever so slowly.
Like a fucking gypsy mime. Look at him. Gypsy mime.
Gypsy for life.
I just found the name of the show. Tonight's episode, Gypsy Mime.
So, and then we see that Ron is starting to stir up a little bit after being knocked out with the belt.
Getting hulked up.
Sorry, hulking up.
Uh-oh.
He crawls his way to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all pretty much a race to the outside.
Ooh.
It's a race to the outside.
Day's running, son.
Day's running.
Look at here, motherfucker.
And as he's literally clawing and scratching to the door.
I love how you're describing this with your big gypsy hands. Go ahead.
You're a dick.
Gypsy mime. I'm hashtagging it on social media tonight when I get home.
Butch Reed.
Nick, you listen to Nick. You better do that.
Butch Reed is literally within seconds of reaching the ground. And then Ron Simmons crawls out of the ring onto the floor. And he gets himself his WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
He gets it back.
Becoming the third World Heavyweight Champion in history. Or actually the second in WCW.
Second.
If you don't count Bobo.
They don't.
Which is sad.
He won the title, but on some technicality. Me and Dave talked about that years ago. That was a sin when we first started doing the Black History Month thing.
So I made sure that in my story that Butch Reed actually ends up being somewhat of a face, and it turns out he was the one who lays out Ron Simmons because he was jealous that Ron Simmons got to be chosen.
My brother said, "You gypsy mook."
That's right. Fucking jerk off.
Jerk off.
You Queens people suck ass.
You can suck a dick.
You guys suck at life.
You lived in the armpit of America, bro.
Where is that?
Newark, New Jersey.
I thought it was Staten Island.
No, that's the second fucking terrible fucking place.
So there's your new world heavyweight champion, Ron Simmons.
You gonna talk with your mouth full, you unprofessional fucking...
I'm a gypsy. We do what we want.
This is true. That was fantastic, by the way.
So give me your face story.
You making fun of my fucking story, right, you cockbag?
You asshat mook.
I hope you fucking, man, you're a piece of shit. You know that?
At least my leg didn't fall asleep.
It didn't, because you're not fat and old like me, so go fuck your hand, you gypsy fucking mook.
You fucking mook.
You, hey, Gino. You fucking mook! All right, so it's Capital Combat, and Doom gets unmasked by, well, no, Capital Combat, Doom gets unmasked.
You went far back.
They lose to the Steiner Brothers, right, and they have to unmask. Teddy Long becomes their manager. He was a referee, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Now, if memory serves me right, he does a fast count.
Yes.
In one of the matches.
Right, correct. But they still had to lose. They lost, and they had to take their masks off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A damn landfill. Anyway. So now it's Wrestle War 91. Right? They have to fight the Freebirds. Mm. Jimmy Garvin and Michael Hayes. Okay? They lose again. They lose really? Again. There's real heat now. Like, legit. Okay? A month later, at Starrcade, because they were supposed to break up at Wrestle War in real life.
Mm-hmm.
A month later in Tokyo, in the Tokyo Dome, 91, they lose again to Vader and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Ooh.
Right? So, lose again. There's real heat. Simmons and Long turn on Butch Reed in Japan and lay him out.
Wow.
Okay. They throw Reed and Simmons in a steel cage for Super Brawl off the bat. That's like a Bill Watts thing, right? So it ends up like a dusty finish. No one wins. Simmons leaves WCW. Leaves.
Really?
Butch Reed initially left. Simmons stayed. Now I'm turning it around.
Okay.
Simmons leaves. It was a money dispute. Because he was hurt or whatever. They kind of like what they did to Steve Austin.
Okay.
They fired him over the phone. That kind of shit. Okay. Fast forward a couple of months. June of 91. Clash of the Champions 15. Okay. Ric Flair's world champion. Fights Bobby Eaton. Fighting Bobby Eaton.
Ooh.
Right? Eaton gets jumped by Harley Race and Vader.
Ooh.
Right? Vader challenges Ric Flair for the title. He wins the title. That following one, Saturday night, Vader cuts a promo. Open challenge at the Great American Bash. July 12th, 91. Here comes the big cat, Ernie Ladd.
Wow.
Ernie Ladd, a Kansas City native. Keep that in mind while I'm telling you the story.
Okay.
He tells Race and Vader he's got a challenger. He brings out Butch Reed.
Okay.
So Ernie Ladd, Butch Reed, Kansas City connection.
Okay.
Ernie Ladd is now the manager of Butch Reed.
Really? Yes. That's fucking cool, man.
Right. Great American Bash. Butch Reed beats Vader for the title.
Wow.
At the Bash. Here's where I kind of like lose faith a little bit, because at that time, well, I'm done. My mind's a little shorter than yours. At that time, you had Flair who left, Luger still in the company, Barry Windham still there, Sting was injured coming back.
Okay.
I don't see Butch Reed as a long standing champion. Like, I see him, like, losing a belt, like, later on that year.
Okay.
To, like, Flair or Luger or Sting or, you know, anybody. I wanted to give him a shine because... No, you're a dick, man. I knew you were going to fucking laugh. You racist, R-A-Y-cist motherfucker. I wanted to give him the shine. You're an asshole, dude. You really are. Look at you. Because he gets no love.
Oh,
he never, I mean, there was a lot of things, going on with Butch Reed. Like, apparently he had a bad attitude. Stop. Be nice.
I'm sorry.
You're fucked up. You really are fucked up. I don't even know why we're friends.
You're a jackal. That's what I think. Woo!
Oh, my Lord.
So
my stomach hurts.
who ate those fucking Pop-Tarts.
Continue, I'm sorry.
No, no, seriously. So, I ask this question every couple of years. Why not Butch Reed? Everywhere he's gone, he was successful. He was successful in Florida.
Mid-South.
Mid-South, Japan, you know, and then all of a sudden he comes to WWF and he's feuding with superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, I didn't get that. And Rocco, The Rock.
And Don Morocco, yeah. Wasn't totally off base, but like, why not? The guy had a look. The guy, his pedigree was fucking dope.
Correct.
You know, he could talk, and he could fucking wrestle. I mean, it's, the thing is, it's, for me anyway, and I don't know about you, because I don't know how much you've seen of Butch Reed, but.
I've seen a lot.
Right, okay, so it's profound almost that he didn't get, I'm not gonna say
listen, he got a lot of opportunities. I just think that, you know, based on the fact that if it was for his personal problems, I think he would have been a big fucking deal.
Thanks, Rich. Rich said you should be creative writers for Wrestling Fed.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Could you imagine me and you?
In a room just writing this shit for hours for every couple of months?
Booking for Vince?
Booking for anybody.
Oof.
I'll book a fucking gym show. I'll make those kids look like fucking superstars. Because I'm, listen, guy, and as fucked up as Bill Watts was, as crazy as Dusty was, as crazy as fucking Vince was, they're it's like the circus, bro. They're ringleaders. You know what I'm saying? So they book these guys. They make them look fucking like $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, like, why not Butch Reed? It had to be something backstage, politics and his attitude. Maybe he had a drug problem. You know, there's a lot. I mean, you're watching 9,000 shoot interviews, and it'll be like that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
The same could be said about JYD. I mean, JYD didn't win any belts.
No, that's not true. JYD was fucking the biggest thing in WWF. Well, in WWF, he was 40 pounds heavy and had a fucking coke problem. That's why he wasn't fucking.
Exactly.
That's why he wasn't.
He could have had the JYD thing where
he was Hulk Hogan's boy. He was. Sorry, I'm being straight up. He was Hulk Hogan's boy. That's all he was. He was a fucking tag team guy. When Tito Santana was getting beat up by the Hart Foundation, call JYD. When Hulk Hogan was getting jumped by fucking Bundy and Studd in Orndorff, call JYD.
Yeah, where was Hogan when JYD was getting his ass annihilated by Harley Race?
Where was Hogan when Terry Funk put a branding iron in a junkyard dog? How fucked up was that? Calling him boy. Boy. Boy is a white racist word, motherfucker.
No, it's not.
No. No.
Stop.
No, not 1986. Case in point, though.
Okay.
You know, I always said it, why not Butch Reed? Why not? And when, you know, forget about the whole minority thing because, you know, guys were getting rubs, you know, they just weren't getting fucking championships. And that was a fucking stigma. You know, you didn't see a lot of African American champions back then. And if you did, it was regional. Thunderbolt Patterson, PYT Express, Bobo Brazil. You know, shit like that. You didn't see guys in major fucking feds, except for Iceman Parsons, who was Texas champion, world class.
Yeah, but it was regional, that promotion.
Well, it was still, yeah, but, I mean,
they had
TV.
They had TV, okay.
Right, so he was a name, right? And I can't even joke about this. Like, we tongue-in-cheek a lot of fucking racial shit on the show, which is fine. You know, people who know us get our shtick. If you didn't, then you might want to listen to another show, but I can't help you there. I can't help that. But in all fairness, these guys never got their fucking due.
No.
Even Ron Simmons, you give him the belt once, and that was it. You could have had him go with Luger.
It was
a fucking racial thing, man. Don't.
It was. I'm not going to say it. It was just, they figured, oh, he had the tag team titles. He had the WCW world title. I think that's enough for him.
Tony Atlas was tag team champion. Brickhouse Brown was champion. Brickhouse Brown was regional. Tony Atlas was tag team champion. They weren't going to put a fucking IC belt on Superman Tony Atlas or Samba Simba. Another fucking racist gimmick they gave him. Yeah, what's up, Mike Walsh? NXT in Poughkeepsie tonight.
It is.
Keep killing it. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, man.
But seriously, bro. So, no, all, and also, when you look at it like that, you know, why weren't these guys fucking champions? You know what I'm saying? Because it had to be a fucking racial thing. It had to be at that point. Because Ron Simmons was an All-American, didn't do drugs, didn't fucking...
had all the credentials.
He was the pedigree. And Butch Reed had the pedigree.
Correct.
He played pro ball. He was in the NFL.
Correct.
He had a look. He cut a promo. He dyed his hair blonde and not only was he a mouthpiece, but they gave him slick as a mouthpiece at the one point.
Yes.
So you fucking tell me, you know, it's fucking racially motivated.
Yeah.
I'm almost as pissed off as that as I am at the fucking IC title, the U.S. title list.
I know.
Because, you know, I started appreciating some of these guys in high school when we were all tape trading. You know, I didn't think about Butch Reed being a fucking top guy when he was in WWF because I was still fucking 12 years old and retarded and didn't know any better. You know what I'm saying? But when you're 15, 16, 17, you're getting these tapes, you're like, wow, he was fucking great in Memphis. Or, wow, he was really good in Mid-South. Or, wow, look at him beat up Ric Flair. He beat the shit out of Ric Flair in Florida. Correct. We played that promo tonight before we opened the show. Why not? Why not Butch Reed? You know? Why not Ron Simmons? Even why not Junkyard Dog? You could have put the IC belt on him.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be world champion. You could and I said you could have put him and Tito could have been tag team champion when Dynamite got hurt.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs had a breakup.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave Tito Rick Martel, but I mean, let's say Rick Martel wasn't there. They could have been a team.
I think that as the year, like, for example,
Mr. X just sent us a gif of Hogan and Junkyard Dog and them holding little Haiti Kid.
Oh, poor Haiti Kid. No, I think that as the years progress, like, for example, is that, why not, there you go.
You're right, Nick.
Correct, Nick. For example, like they had a lot of, like, you know, a couple minorities win like major titles. Like Pedro Morales was
different.
It is different. You're right.
Different. The Latin community way different from African American. And I'm not trying to put a shade on the Puerto Ricans.
I understand.
And that contingency.
But when it came to the African American sports entertainer, wrestler, athlete.
They were fucking, it was almost like a novelty.
It's like you would watch all the other sports and you see all these African Americans.
Well, football, basketball, excelling, of course.
And getting the notoriety by all their, by the coaches. And the
by their peers. By yeah, their peers. 100%.
You would watch a fake fighting sport. That's what it is. A fake fighting
they
sport.
They had JYD shucking and jiving, bro.
Exactly.
Like, it was almost like fucking, you have like blackface type shit. Like Al Jolson type
you
shit.
You have fake fighting. You have a staged fighting. You have staged fighting, and you can't even put a world championship on a black wrestler? Why?
JYD made so many people rich.
He made Bill Watts a lot.
He made Bill Watts an ass ton of money. An ass ton of money, as my friend would say.
That's why he was the Mid-South heavyweight champion.
He was the black Hulk Hogan.
He was. In Mid-South, he was.
100%.
It's just that the NWA could not see their conglomerate.
It baffles me,
with a black heavyweight champion.
It just baffled me. And then when they finally gave it to Ron Simmons, it was Dusty and Bill Watts.
Yeah, Dusty and Bill Watts were the ones.
Bill Watts was the orchestrator of, again, look where he came from.
Yeah.
Mid-South, you know.
I just think that Bill Watts was smart enough. Even though I think Bill Watts is a racist, I think he was just smart enough to know that, you know, Ron Simmons had the pedigree, had the credentials, all that stuff in from college and playing pro football, to know that, you know what, did he play what?
No, but like, WCW even brought Bobby Bowden in, the Florida State coach.
Yeah, I know.
Mike Walsh, Slick teaching Kamala how to bowl. That was dope. We got to find that. Slick teaching Kamala how to bowl.
Oh, God.
And metric ass ton of money. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Do I think that a guy like, I think that with JYD, I don't think he would have been, good God.
Fucking Nick.
Terrible. I think that JYD was definitely Intercontinental Champion material
for sure. Do I think he was world champion? Mm.
Not with Hogan there.
Not with Hogan there.
If Hogan wasn't there, probably.
I think that
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I think as the '90s came around, I think there was better, more athletic African American wrestlers.
Even when he went back to WCW,
it was not there anymore.
But he was over.
There was no sizzle.
The dudes with attitudes.
Yeah, I know.
No, he was over.
He was over because he had a name already.
JYD.
He was a name.
He went back to the South. You know, I'm just, like I said, we can joke all we want. I saw that.
Wow.
Rich said, N-words without awards. That's what it is.
Yep.
That's what it is.
But, yeah, I mean, Butch Reed has... I think Butch Reed should have been Intercontinental Champion in WWF.
We're going to see him at that show.
I'm going to ask him about that.
We should ask him about that.
I want to ask him.
If I can ask him one question, that would be the one question I'm asking. Why weren't you as big as you should have been? Just by your A, pedigree, B, you're well-traveled with the territories in Japan and WWF and shit like that. Because, and I want his answer 30 years later.
Yeah.
Because he may have been a dick. He may have been a fucking terrible fucking team player, you know? Ahmed Johnson was the sloppiest fucking wrestler on the planet.
He was dreadful.
He had a look, and that was it.
He was lucky.
He didn't kill anybody.
That he didn't hurt anybody.
Seriously. I don't know, Mike. I don't know how many shows you listen to, but we're not big fans of Ahmed Johnson.
No, Phil loves Ahmed Johnson. I guess.
Ring that bell. You're a jerk off.
But yeah, no, Ahmed sucked. Butch Reed, I think, like, there's a ton of guys that should have been like some type of name, had some type of name value in the 80s and 90s. I mean, I feel like towards like the later part of the 90s, I think black wrestlers started to get more notoriety. Like if you looked at like Booker T, The Rock,
at that point you could not
deny it.
Especially Booker T.
Booker T was a fantastic athlete and great wrestler.
Hands down, loved Booker T. His TV title run, one of my favorites of all time.
He wasn't the longest TV, but he had the most title reigns.
And he had really good title matches. He had like, I don't want to compare his matches to Dusty and Tully, but like he had television matches that were meaningful. Like Dusty and Tully and, you know,
that kind of shit. Benoit, he's a tour.
Yeah, they had that seven-match series,
best
remember?
Best seven, yeah.
Shane said Iceman Parsons. We already said Iceman Parsons.
He was the WCCW World Heavyweight Champion.
That's what I said before. Yeah. And Rich said backstage politics. Right. Correct. Politics prevent accountability. That's in my personal life and social, in my private life and my, you know, and in wrestling and sports in general, it's
who's to say that even Butch Reed approached some of these promoters and like, look, man, let me get a run with one of these belts, man.
I mean, at one point, you don't have the creative control, but you have if you're making that kind of money, you could say, hey, man, what about what about me? What about Ray? What about me? What about I do this and you thigh, baby? That's for somebody else.
That's for somebody else. That's for Ron Simmons, baby.
That's for Ron Simmons, baby. Thigh, that baby. That's for somebody else, if you will.
If you will.
If you will.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
I was waiting for that.
You like this hat? It's my brand new hat.
718, baby.
I was waiting to break that. I bought this before Christmas. I can't wait to break this out. I was waiting for this day for months. So it was a really good day today.
I'm surprised you're wearing that Knicks t-shirt today.
It matches my colors. I couldn't find my Mets shirt.
Wow. Michael Walsh, Chili Willy from ECW.
How about two gold? Too Cold Scorpio.
You know what? Paul Heyman saw something in Too Cold.
You can't listen. First of all, Vince made a fool out of Too Cold Scorpio, but made him a ton of money too.
Yeah.
They paid him to be fucking Flash Funk.
I'm pretty sure all he cared about was the money going there because the gimmick was fucking retarded.
He can go.
This guy was.
He can go.
Bro, for a 260 pound man. To do a 450 splash?
Well, his ears were aerodynamic, too.
Bro.
Look at the size of his ears.
Look at the size of my ears.
You're a fucking gypsy, though. He's not.
That's true. All
right.
But the man, dude, the man can go. He was fantastic. He was television champion, tag champion in ECW. Then he was a tag champion.
In Japan. With Vader.
He was also tag champion with Marcus Bagwell in fucking WCW.
Oh, that's right.
Who could forget about that?
Yeah, Marcus Alexander Bagwell.
Good God. What a
That old gag.
What a douche.
That old gag.
What about him and the American males?
American males. American males.
But I feel bad for some of these black wrestlers. They should have been, like, I'm glad Paul Heyman put some,
He put Ron Simmons against Shane Douglas in a feud ECW.
I do remember.
That was fucking mint. I enjoyed that.
Ron was, I think he was a heel at that time, wasn't he?
He had Ross Perot ears. He did, Kelly! Kelly was with me when I registered to vote. I was 18 years old.
Oof.
We had a bunch of 40-ounce. I drank a bunch of them and ran to the fucking school and registered to vote.
Good for you.
I was fucking blasted. And I wrote it for Ross Perot. I did.
Good God.
I did. Anyway, that's a lesson.
So it's because of your ass that Bob Dole didn't win, huh?
I'm Bob Dole. No, that wasn't because of me.
Dick.
No, they want a bill. That's right. That's not me. That's Chelsea. You can puff on this bitch right here. That's right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Bill liked to curse like that.
Speaking of celebrities, guess who I saw yesterday at the hospital?
Tell him.
Elijah Manning from the New York Football Giants. He parked right on my ambulance deck to pick up his new baby.
I'm surprised you didn't take a picture with him.
I couldn't. Security. Paparazzi was all over the place. They fucking had him covered like the president.
Really?
Yeah, because he's, you know, ESPN and all them people. They want pictures of the baby and all that shit. So he came, he rolled up in his free fucking Toyota SUV. Because he waved, like, what's up? I was like, what's up? Good morning, how are you? You know? He's a tall motherfucker, though.
6'4".
6'4", that number, 6'4", that number
about
10.
220, maybe?
He's a fucking, he's not that built, but he's a tall motherfucker.
Yeah, he's only, like, 6'4", 220 is skinny.
That's a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's a prototypical quarterback.
He's not Ben Roethlisberger, where he's, like, 270 and 6'4".
Oh, that dude's massive.
He's huge.
He's a huge dude. As Tank would say, that's a huge bitch.
When you looked at Eli, did he still have that look on his face?
That look of disdain?
No. That look of stupidity?
Yes. Yeah. Eli the Brady killer. That's right. Eli is the Brady killer. He beat the fucking Patriots twice in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He did.
You know what I find funny is that Brady, when the Patriots, whenever they go up against these schlubs.
He said schlub.
I love it. Like last year, Brady lost against Philly. And they were like,
they were a good team, though. Philly was a good team.
They were the underdogs going into that.
But everybody's an underdog when they play New England in the Super Bowl. Don't forget about that.
I don't think the Rams were underdogs. I think they had
Fuck yeah, they were.
I think they had a good chance.
They had a good chance. They were definitely underdogs. That was the worst game I've seen in 20
that's
years.
That's the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen in my
20
life.
Years.
That Super Bowl was so goddamn boring. Oh, my fucking God. The Rams' defense was good, and so was the defense of the Patriots.
My homegirl won $1,500 or $600 that night, though. She had 0-3 in her pool.
Really?
And the score was 10-3.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Who thought that score would be so low scoring, man?
I took the over, the 56.
That's what I thought so, too.
I would have lost my fucking my shoes in Vegas. I would have lost everything if I would have bet on that fucking game. My bookie would have been fucking cracking my knees right now.
That game was so god-awful. Even worse than the game was the halftime show. I actually managed to watch the halftime show. I was watching...
Fuck Maroon 5. You serious with this?
I was watching the halftime show on my phone while I was at my father-in-law's. And my father-in-law says, who's Moron 5?
All the girls got fucking damp in the pants when that kid took his shirt off, though.
Well, I'll tell you right
now. Okay, but then we get a nip slip from fucking Janet. The fucking world stops. This dude takes his fucking shirt off and... He's a douche. It's douchebaggery, really.
He was a little bit of a douche.
A bit. I mean, he's probably not in real life, but he looked like a fucking douchebag. Maybe because he's hot, you know?
Yeah.
But all the girls got damp.
He works out. That. He works out.
He must work out.
He has to work
out. I work out. Remember that song?
That's from LM.
I don't know what the fuck the name is. I just know that lyric. I work out. I don't know.
Phil doesn't work out. I don't work out.
Hell no.
What? What?
I work out my fucking pistol pump. That's what I work out.
Phil's too busy doing 12-ounce curls.
12-ounce curls on my piss pump.
Tom Brady has a face you just want to punch. No, Choppy has a face that you want to punch.
Yeah. Who said that?
Matt Squires.
Matt Squires, that's right. He does, man. Choppy has a face you just want to punch.
Choppy has a punchable face.
He looks like the guy who works in the back of a fucking pizzeria, you know? Making my fucking
calzone. The Albanian making the pizza in the back?
Yeah. The Albanian making the Italian pizza. Don't fuck up my calzone, you fucking fake guinea.
Hey, yo, why you gotta talk to me like that, dog?
Hey, yo, Gino!
Gino!
You fucking mook!
Can you pull that up now? Pull that up. That's a great line. He fights Sticks, and then after he
fights, he fights the Asian guy in the Sergio Tacchini.
Is his name Sticks?
Yeah.
And, oh,
he goes, hey, Sticks, get him.
Yo, Sticks, get this.
Get this fucking mook.
Hey, you guys, we got a couple minutes before the show is over, and you got to listen to this. This is just bar fight right there. That shit is Out for Justice with Steven Seagal. It's probably like his Oscar right there. I'm sorry, laughing.
He died of an overdose.
Shut up.
Oh, you gotta let it. Yeah, in there. Yeah.
There you go. You played it.
Is that Helen Hunt?
Is that Liam Neeson, the racist?
I don't know.
It is. He's a racist, apparently.
What's your favorite Helen Hunt movie?
Helen Hunt movie?
Yeah.
Twista, when she almost gets killed by a cow.
Okay. Mine would be As Good As It Gets. Here we go.
Oh, Vinny! That's the merda. How you doing over there?
Hey, officer Big Shot, come to bust my balls, huh?
Yeah. This here is a detective.
Come on, narcotics now.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I want you all to be very nice and tell this big fucker Mama Luke over here anything.
The big
you
Mama Luke!
Oh, Vinny, come over here, Vinny. Listen, you shouldn't talk to me that way. You know why? Because, like, you and I, we don't know each other so good. You were still sucking your thumb when your brother was around town sucking dicks. But just the same, you shouldn't talk so tough, all right?
Hey, my brother was here. You wouldn't talk shit like that.
Yeah, but he's not here. And you know why he's not here?
Why?
Because he's a chicken shit fucking pussy asshole.
Hey, don't go pushing my patrons around you.
Patrons? Wow.
My patrons. Miku-san.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
You won't be over here using my belt for like your legal.
That's great.
Also, would not
Rich is awesome.
Rich owns this place and that he sells narcotics here because he's a fucking puke and he likes to pervert kids and stuff. Huh? Drugs. Nobody uses drugs around here.
Yeah. You don't know nothing, do you? Mink you for that, huh?
Mink you.
What the fuck did he say?
Anybody see Richie?
Yo.
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
All right, let's fast forward a little
bit. Go to Sticks.
Go to Sticks.
Get him, Sticks.
I offer $5,000 for that bad draft. And I'm going to cut you off.
Hold on.
There's Sticks.
It's right after this, right?
Yep. Gino, you fucking mook! We gotta get that. You gotta like.
I'll isolate it. Yeah.
Gotta isolate it. You don't forget Gino. Just put you fucking mook.
You fucking mook.
God, that word is priceless. I'm glad I brought some life back to that word.
Man, I'm glad that's back in the lexicon.
Mook?
Yeah.
What is a mook? Doom.
Yeah, man.
Doom.
Bustin' Heads, dude. I used to love that fucking shirt. Doom. I used to love that shirt.
I love Sticks.
Who is Sergio Tacchini?
Sticks was great.
Gino, you fucking mook.
Gino, you fucking mook. I love it.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
So before we go, we have to announce the second round of the Martin Luther King of the Ring tournament.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Nick German. Thank you, everybody who's participating on Instagram for this star-studded extravaganza. Awesome. People are asking about the Black Achiever Awards. I don't know if we're having it this year because certain personalities are no longer affiliated with Rant Entertainment Media. Not because of us, by the way.
Yeah.
Because of their own fucking, you know, fruition, but.
Excuse me.
What's up, fucking Ronnie? Ronnie from the Nerdport.
Jason Grooms is asking if he's late.
Yeah, Jay, you're late. We're almost done.
All right, so we have Norman Smiley versus the former $1 million champion Virgil.
Right.
We have half blackface Roddy Piper versus Butch Reed.
That's a good match, actually, in real life.
The man that broke...
Oh, Jesus.
That broke Draws' neck, D'Lo Brown.
Every time we mention Draws, it's... Oh, D'Lo Brown, the guy who broke Draws' neck.
It goes up against Ron Simmons.
There you go.
Zeus.
Oh, you didn't... Oh, man.
Come on.
Hold on.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Taking on the big mook, Ernie Ladd.
Yeah, the big cat.
Whatever. Then we have, the winner of JYD versus Akeem, the African Dream, will go up against Booker T. And then the winner of Orlando Jordan versus Charles Wright /Godfather/Papa Shango. Slash, definitely a lot of gimmicks needed.
What was his name in Right to Censor?
The Good Father.
The Good Father, right.
Well, we'll go up against Bad News Brown.
He'd be a Billy Sharecropper.
He was a good.
I love Bad News Brown.
He was a good talent.
With his Harlem Sewer Rat.
Too Cold Scorpio versus Abdullah the Butcher.
Abby.
And then Rocky Johnson versus New Jack.
Oh, that's painful. Ronnie, plug your show, man. Plug the Nerdport. I know it's you guys doing. You're back doing your weekly shows, right? Is Mark Henry in? No, he got eliminated, right?
He's gone.
Okay. So go to Instagram. Go to Instagram at Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Hit up Mr. Nick German, and let him know who you want to win for the next round, and we'll continue our Martin Luther King of the Ring tournament.
Wow! Look at this.
United We Stand. Was that that's the Impact's next pay-per-view?
Lucha Bros versus RVD and Sabu.
Nice. Sabu's fucking crippled, though, man. I saw Rob Elaine and I saw Sabu last year. He fought Joey Janela, and he was in bad shape.
He's 54 years old.
No, he's crippled, dude. He's crippled. Like, he's legit. Like, he could barely fucking walk.
Well.
He could barely walk.
Yeah, Mark Henry, sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. That's what they called me back in the day.
Sexual white chocolate.
Sexual white chocolate, correct.
I still think that Mark Henry's Hall of Pain was the best shit he's ever done.
Oh. Mish and I were talking about that a couple years ago.
Yeah?
Mish was big on that.
The Hall of Pain was great.
Hall of Pain. I should have bought that shirt. And me and Tank were like, we should get those shirts. I'm like, yeah, we always talk about getting...
Hall of Pain, bro.
That's a good fucking shirt, man.
It's time for you to join the Hall of Pain.
So?
He was... Like, dude, if he didn't get injured, he would have been a big fucking deal.
Pastor Sadell, I've been often called the Godfather, mostly by my kids. It's dope.
Awesome.
Love Pastor. All right, yeah, Ronnie, it's twitch.tv/TheNerdReport, Wednesdays at 7, sports podcast. They just hit 100 episodes, 101 is on Wednesday.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's on Twitch. Check them out. I'm at work, so I catch a little bit of it, but I can't go into the chat room from the computer, but I listen in on my phone or whatever. So... Shout out to them doing their thing. Yeah, I'm glad they're still doing their thing. I'm glad everybody's still doing their thing. That all our peers are doing shit. That makes me happy.
224 comments from the people.
We did good this week. We're doing good. Guys, you're awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, you guys are all right.
You ready to get out of here, partner?
No.
No, you want to hang for a little while?
No.
No? Okay. Let's play some music?
Si.
All right.
Let's make America bueno again. Look at this. Look at this Titantron.
You're damn right.
Look at these muscly black guys.
I want that Doom shirt. It says Bustin' Heads Doom. Jay Reynolds had that back in the day, my boy Jay.
If we go to that metal, I just want to let you know, if we go to that Meadowlands event, which I think we are.
You should.
I got a little surprise for you.
Nice.
Just so you know. It's going to be needed.
We should go as Doom for Halloween.
Wow.
No, just get the masks.
Wow.
Choppy can burn that shirt, but he's got to keep that fucking face for the rest of his life.
That's right. Better recognize. It's not my fault you don't like the flippity flip flop wrestling out there.
All right, check it out. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. All the programming is there. Go check it out. iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Podcast, Junkie, Stitcher, all. Facebook, Twitter,
wow.
Instagram, what?
They knocked the shit out of the Italian Stallion. That was great.
They most certainly did. Yeah, just hook us. We're all over the place there. ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. We have four different shirts, so get a shirt. It'll help us out a little bit.
Pays I like Butch Reed without blonde hair.
Me too. Me too.
Wow. They definitely were not on steroids, for sure.
Hey, you going to do an XFL game when it's in MetLife? 100% I am.
Yuck.
You're not going to XFL with me? You got to go with me.
Really?
Dude, come on. Just to say we did it.
The New York Hitmen?
If they, I don't think they're called the Hitmen anymore. Anyway.
God.
Ed, thanks everybody in the chat room tonight. Thanks for all our new friend Phil and the big event guys for hooking us up with those autographs. We're going to be working with them hopefully soon.
Fuck them.
No, you can't say that.
Oh, sorry.
And we got a great show for you next week. The rest of the month is dope. We got two pay-per-views coming up.
Oh. You're right. Sorry.
Yeah. We gotta do something together, Ronnie. Nerdport, Terminal Throwbacks. Anyway. No, seriously. Hit us up. We'll definitely do something. That's it.
Can I just say something? I didn't even know this is their theme song. Why is it so positive?
I don't know. It should be more...
It should be like menacing. Yeah. Like, their name is Doom. Yeah. And it's like... It sounds like Bobby Brown's entrance music or something like that.
Please don't do Doom. Not in this political climate. Virginia hashtag.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're right, Pastor. Choppy can pull it off, though. He's better looking than I am.
Well, yeah.
He hate me. My cousin Andy would definitely go to XFL game with me if you don't want to go.
Oof.
You should go, though, dude. We'll have a good time.
Oof.
Anyway.
Where would it be?
MetLife.
Are they actually going to do it at MetLife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Guys, good night. Take care of yourselves, each other. Don't get the clap. Don't get arrested.
Watch Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Just don't be a mook.
Yeah.
All right?
That's a good moral of the story.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk-off.
Don't be a jerk-off. And, if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
That's right.
G.I. Joe!
Yes, we are, Shaylin. We are doing it.
The Paul the Great White.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.